Alaska's veterans are celebrating the opening of the new VA healthcare system facility on the outskirts of Anchorage. The clinic started seeing patients on May 10th. At 184,000 square feet, the complex houses medical, dental, mental health, physical therapy, and a wide range of services to help veterans get enrolled for health care benefits and disability. Marcia Hoffman-DeVoe is a spokeswoman for the Alaska VA. She says when a veteran checks in for appointments, they're directed to one of four waiting areas that serves all physical and mental health appointments.
Takes away some of that stigma of having to go to a separate area that's saying I'm waiting for a mental health appointment, which sometimes, you know, people avoid going to that area for the help that they need then because they feel like I don't want somebody to know I'm going for mental health treatment. And here it's a very normal part of what we do. All of our veterans are screened, you know, for not only physical health problems but for mental health problems as well. That's just all part of the package of what we provide.
Hoffman-DeVoe says VA services in Alaska have grown from small rented spaces to the new full-service outpatient clinic and regional office on Muldoon Road. Alaska has more vets than any other state, and Hoffman-DeVoe says the VA wants to bring services to where the majority of vets live in Alaska.
We've added those strategically to follow the population centers of veterans. So Fairbanks was added first, and then Kenai, and the Matsu has been open just over a year. We're serving over 900 veterans in that clinic right now. And then the outreach clinic in Juneau is about is under construction right now, and that'll be our clinical care site down in southeast Alaska.
She says there's also a program in roadless areas.
The pilot that we have going right now with five different sites, Bethel area, Dillingham area, Kotzebue, Nome area, and Cordova, is authorizing primary care and mental health services to either the community health clinics or to the Alaska Native Tribal Health corporations in those areas.
The new Anchorage facility features two floors. The main floor has primary care waiting areas, mental health services, business offices, and people who can assist vets with enrollment. The second floor has dental, physical therapy, and rehabilitation services.
Our vocational rehabilitation and employment services are also in this building, along with representatives from four of the different service organizations. So the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Disabled American Veterans, and the Military Order of the Purple Heart all have certified service officers here, and they can help veterans with applications and claims that they are making for disability compensation.
Gladstone Shaw is retired from the Air Force after 24 years. He served in Korea and Vietnam. He praised the new facility and says he still walks the halls in amazement. He says the VA's healthcare has undergone an evolution in the last 30 years, from a time when problems such as post-traumatic stress disorder were not understood and some soldiers were really suffering.
They're in pretty bad shape. Sometimes not even recognized by people. What is post-traumatic stress disorder? You know, this, they used to say, well, all these veterans, it's just, oh, they just come back there. They're not crazy. They just act like it. That sort of, I heard a lot of that.
Shaw has home health appointments through the VA, but comes to the new center once a week for meetings with the Blind Veterans Group. Alaska artwork is showcased throughout the facility. The entry to the new building features a high, airy ceiling with metal sculptures of sandhill cranes floating overhead. Mr. Shaw says, although it can't be charted, there's something uplifting about walking through the door.
It's one of the things that I noticed in just out in the hallways, the entryway with the veterans out there. They just like coming in. It's a little bit of a healing just walking through the door, walking in the building.
The new center has a $110 million yearly operating budget and 350 employees. The VA has 500 employees working statewide.